Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, good morning. Dan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Lynn Mizzulli. Well, you know, we're in unusual times. Market plunged yesterday. It was down again this morning. The interesting thing is the gold was up over almost $35 yesterday. It opened again today, up $35. I think it was up about $31 just before we came on the air. Silver opened today, up $1.75 an ounce, down to about an increase of $1.50 just before we went on the air. We're on the edge of some major cataclysmic international financial crisis. We don't know exactly what's going on. Believe me, the other side knows exactly what's happening. This is all engineered. There is no reason for the current financial crisis. The banks, six major banks, all tied into the Brotherhood of Darkness, all members of the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, and other elitist organizations tied deeply to the occult. The major banks are sitting on over $3 trillion, and they're not lending it. Why? They want this crisis. They want to destroy the economic system. They want to use this to bring in their demonic one-world order. Certainly, are the major corporations tied into the Brotherhood of Darkness sitting on $2 trillion? They could invest it, get the economy booming. They don't want to. Why? There's a timetable. I don't understand exactly where we're going, but I can tell you the goal is a one-world order, a one-world religion with the destruction of Christianity, and, of course, then installing their one-world ruler. When you understand the common denominator and the real driving force behind what's going on, it begins to make sense, but we are facing crises, and of course, Lynn will be talking about them this morning as we see erupting violence, certainly in England, in here, the flash attacks in the United States. We see what's happening with the war in Libya and the war that's going on in Syria and the fact that we're at war in Yemen. We're attacking people there with our drones and killing civilians in Pakistan with our drones. And the American people think that you can just go ahead and lead the good life and football season's coming. But we should all be concerned because men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. And the evil ones are working at the highest level of our government. They've subversive elements there, and nobody ever talks about it, especially the church. With that as a background, Lynn Mizzulli, an ordained minister who's given up his position to be a watchman on the wall, and he is a watchman. Good morning, Lynn.
Good morning, Dr. Lucena. Great to be here.
Go right ahead.
Well, it's really interesting. I was up very early this morning, as always, and getting my blog, which is now posted at lamarzulli.wordpress.com. There was one article that I posted a link to, 10 signs that economic riots and civil unrest inside the United States are now more likely than ever. It's just a fantastic article. I would highly recommend your constituents and your listeners to go to lamarzulli.wordpress.com, scroll down to other news, and check that link out. It is riveting. And, of course, what we see on a global level, is this rioting, this unrest, this lawlessness. There was another incident last night as, once again, roving mobs in Germany were torching cars. And look, it's coming here, folks. You got to understand that the cities, in fact, there was a congressman several weeks ago, I forget the gentleman's name, but warning his constituents to get out of the cities if they could at all possible, in all possible ways, get out of the city. Because what is coming, what people need to understand, if there's some sort of a catastrophe, and just look at Katrina for a little role model of what might happen. Within, 48 hours of the Katrina disasters, there were rapes, murders, lootings, robbings, and on it goes. And this is sort of a model of what we see when the trucks stop rolling with the food, when there's no place left to go, when the electricity is off, this very thin line, the very thin veneer that we call civilization begins to crumble and erode. And the real spirit of people come out. If you're not a Christian, and I realize I'm painting with a very broad brush and can sound sort of dogmatic here, but it's interesting in England, and this will hammer home my point, they're talking about, what happened to us? Why are there no morals, the moral decline of our society? What's wrong? You take God out of your society and what's left. You've got moral relativism. There is no guideline. There is no law, per se. And so what we have, especially in the youth, the people in their 30s today, is rampant lawlessness because they've been brought up believing, and, I know I'm going to get blasted for this. Frankly, I don't care, but it's the truth. They've been brought up believing in Darwinism. There is no God. There is no creation. The Ten Commandments, well, that's fine for you, but not for me. There are no moral absolutes. And so with that in mind, anything goes. And you take it to the extreme, you get what Stalin and the crew did under the former Soviet Union. If there is no God and if there is no judgment or if there are no absolutes, then the state will tell us what to do or what not to do. And, of course, that is totalitarianism, and 70 million people died in the gulags. That's eventually where it goes. Well, we don't like you. You don't measure up to our standards, so we're just going to throw you in the gulags, and good luck, pal. You'll probably die within 6 months. On the Drudge Report this morning, their lead story is thousands line up for jobs. And so what we see with unemployment, at 9.2%, and that's just a national average. Certainly in other states it's higher, in other states it's lower. In California, I think it's more like 15%. And, of course, in California here, we're broke. There is no money. We're totally broke. And no one knows how to fix it. Good luck, Governor Brown. But what we see, you can't continue putting cards on the paper or on the card castle or the card house. You can't keep stacking cards if there's no foundation. With $14 trillion in debt, with wars going on in Afghanistan and Iraq, and make no mistake about it, you talk, we're fine, everything's fine in Iraq. No, we can start, look at what the sectarian violence over, in Iraq continues. It's unabated. That age-old schism between Shia and Sunni continues today. And it's going to continue because it's a quagmire over there. And, of course, as we talked about last night, Dr. Stan, we've got, a couple hundred thousand troops in Afghanistan for how many Taliban, really? And now that we killed Osama, can we come out of Afghanistan? No, we must stay in Afghanistan because war is a business, and it's a very profitable business. And plus, we have the opium harvest, which nets us $1 trillion a year.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back with Liz Marzulli here, the American Effort.
Yeah.
Prospect Implement Company in Keensburg salutes America's armed forces and military veterans for the sacrifices they've made. Our troops, our angels of freedom, our wings of protection, fighting to defend our country. We honor our warriors for their sacrifices and their bravery. We also honor our veterans and those who have given their lives, America's true heroes. This tribute from Prospect Implement Company in Keensburg, the name to remember for all your farm machinery equipment needs. Call 732-4321.
We are AT&T, and our network, the future isn't happening tomorrow. It's happening today, right now. And we're constantly striving to deliver more possibilities to more people every day. The planned combination of AT&T and T-Mobile would deliver our next-generation mobile broadband experience to 55 million more Americans, many in small towns and rural communities just like yours. What does that mean to you? More cell sites, better service, and a better overall network experience that keeps you connected to what's important to you. From a simple phone call to a friend to the most advanced data download for your business, so you can keep track of which crops you fertilized with the GPS application, or use video chat to ask your dad how to restart the baler. Best of all, you'll have the power to choose a network that delivers greater access to all the things you want whenever you want them, because that's what a network of possibilities is all about. AT&T. Rethink possible.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Well, I stand back here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning, Lynn Marzulli. And you know, somebody once said, you'll either be ruled by God or you'll be ruled by tyrants. Well, that's why the Masons took the Ten Commandments out of our society. The Masons were in charge. They were in a cult organization. Certainly most Masons don't know that, but then they've never understood Masonry. They're not supposed to, but the small ruling elite that really makes things happening, that is deeply involved with the mystery religions and the secret message, or as they refer to it, the Arcanum and Canorum, the secret of secrets. Those involved with that know exactly what's going on. And, of course, that's why they're doing everything they can to destroy the moral fabric of our society. And you'll either be ruled by God or be ruled by tyrants, and they will be the tyrants. Go right ahead, Lynn.
It's interesting. I'm just on the break. I was scrolling around, and I went to the Fox News website. And, you know, I look at a variety of news articles from different different websites on a daily basis because I'm a watchman. This is what I do, and I write books and get on radio shows and all this other stuff. But here's their lead story. Obama administration wants backdoor amnesty for illegals. And then the next lead story is dozens killed in explosion rocks Pakistan mosque. And then it descends immediately into missing Utah mom, honor seals, and it goes on from there. In other words, there's nothing about the seething tension in the Middle East. There's nothing about the complete and utter economic collapse that the global markets are facing right now. And it wouldn't take much to do this. There's nothing about the fact that Germany is literally creating sort of a Fourth Reich because they're the most vibrant of all the European nations. And by an economic way, they're sort of creating this so-called Fourth Reich. There's no talk about the fact that the commodities, the global commodity prices are going up and up. And of course, gold now is again at a record high today. So it's like, it just amazes me that here's supposedly this wonderful news media outlet, and this is their lead story. Out of all the things that they could talk about, this is the lead story. It's just unbelievable to me. Absolutely unbelievable.
Even what they're doing is distracting us from what's really going on. Fox is supposedly the one we can depend on. You know, they're conservative. They're in opposition to these wicked liberals. They're all controlled by the same people. It's basically political theater, to give the people the idea that you're hearing all sides. But don't you dare talk about the banking cabal that controls our nation, the Federal Reserve System, the privately owned central bank that is intent upon destroying our economic system. If you do, you'll end up like Glenn Beck. One week after he put Ed Griffin on his program to talk about the Federal Reserve System and the corruption, the fact that the Federal Reserve is not federal at all. It's a privately owned bank that controls our government, and certainly Ben Bernanke is far more important than Barack Obama. 1 week after that, Mike Glenn Beck was out of a job. This is how the world really works. If you really think that Fox is conservative, why, I've got a submarine I'd be glad to send you to.
You know, along with that, there's a YouTuber. His name is Dutch Sense, and he's been getting a lot of news lately, and rightfully so. He was tracking through different websites, USGS sites and other Doppler radar sites. He was showing that the United States seems to be using HARP for weather control. And, of course, this went on for about 6 months, and they got to him. His friend was gunned down. Two guys pulled up in a black SUV or a black Hummer, walked out with AK-47s and shot this guy five times, shot his best friend five times. And now Dutch Sense, of course, is going public. He's been on other talk shows and telling basically his story. He's been threatened. His website was hacked. You know, of course, they immediately start the ad hominem attacks. Let's not talk about what he's doing. Let's talk about him and try to tear down him and eviscerate him publicly, which is what the way the game is played. And it's interesting. I had a person on my show, Dr. Stan, John Darnell, on Wednesday, and he received a threat for coming on the show. He actually received, and he sent me a copy of the letter, of the email. And these guys are very clever the way they do it. But it was just a blatant threat, basically telling Darnell that if he keeps up with this ridiculous line of thought, and he's a colleague of Doug Riggs, you mentioned that last night, but Russ Dizdar, John Darnell, they're both into SRA, satanic ritual abuse, and helping these victims come out of that. And Russ Dizdar's counterpart is in Australia, and he was threatened with an email from some anonymous Yahoo. You don't know who this guy is or how serious he is, but it just shows you, it's amazing that people that are on the front lines talking about the truth, trying to warn people of what's going on, you get too close like Glenn Beck does, you get too close like John Darnell and others like Dutch Sense, and guess what? You're taken out of the game. It's extremely interesting to me. The more public I think you are, there's a buffer there because they just can't assassinate you, but they can make life extremely difficult, and they can do it because they've got the power.
Poor old Barry Jennings, he was in Building 7 on the morning of the 9/11 attack, and of course, by 9:30 in the morning, while there were explosions in the building, tried to get out of the building, explosion in the stairwell almost killed him, and but he talked, he eventually got out of the building. He kept talking about all the explosions in building number 7, mm-hmm. For all the time he was in there until 10 or 11 o'clock in the morning. And he came out publicly, and he was re-threatened, and they told him that he had better keep quiet, and you can actually see this all up on the Internet. Mm-hmm. Just go to Barry Jennings at building number 7, but basically... they finally came out with a report to explain what happened that morning. I think it was in the year 2010. But two days before the government released that report, Barry Jennings died under mysterious circumstances. And certainly when Jason Berman, who put out the loose change videos, hired a detective to find out. The detective took the money. The next day, the detective returned the money and said, "Never talk to me again. Don't contact me. Take your money back. I don't want anything to do with this case. It's for the police." That's what happened to Jason Berman. And because I can give you person after person who was involved with trying to expose what happened on September 11th. Jimmy Walters, a multimillionaire, hiding in Europe at the present time. Certainly William Rodriguez has had his life threatened repeatedly. Why are they threatening people? Why are they killing people who know what happened on September 11th? Or would it be a horrifying thing if the public learned that the murderers had nothing to do with Al-Qaeda? In fact, six of the people of the 19 hijackers are alive and well over in the Middle East. The government never addresses that issue when it's brought up. They just go on to another subject. But if you can explain to me how six of those people who died that morning came back to life, six of the 19 hijackers, check it out. Fortunately, the information's on the Internet. The murderers, the people on September 11th are still on the loose, and some of them are working in very high places in our government today.
You know, people really don't want to hear that, and I realize that, a lot of people are very extremely patriotic, and I consider myself a patriot, and I know you are too, Dr. Stan, but here's the deal. There was an interesting video, and I actually posted it in one of my news magazines, and if you want to sign up for that, go to my website, lamarzulli.net, and scroll down the monthly news mag. But it was a fantastic, scientific experiment, Guy constructed a sort of a model of the tower in his backyard, and it was basically cinder blocks. And he showed, and first he did it with ice, and he showed that if you have, it's just basic science principles. In other words, the Twin Towers collapsing in free fall speed like that, it's an impossibility. It's physically impossible to do it unless, of course, there are charges placed somehow in the building and the columns are weakened, which is the only way that building can collapse at free fall speed. Because as each floor collapses to another, it creates resistance. Therefore, what you would see, if that model would actually work, you would see a slowing down of the collapse of the towers. That's what you would see, because each floor acts as resistance. That's not what you see. That thing collapses literally at free fall speed. Same thing with Building 7. And remember, if you've got a problem with the Twin Towers, I highly recommend, I admonish your listeners to go to YouTube and just punch in Building 7, collapse of Building 7. That thing falls at free fall speed, literally, at free fall speed, and no plane hit it. There was no destruction to the core of the building that we're told happened at the Twin Towers. There was no raging fire and burning jet fuel. Yeah, there were fires there, but it's the report that came out, I think Duke University, stated it was the first steel building in modern history to collapse due to fire. It's like, hello? Hello? And yet the American people won't look at the evidence because it's misguided patriotism. It's like when we have soft tyranny at the airports when it's illegal search and seizure, and that's exactly what it is. You know, quick search granny over here. You know, put up your hands and go through the scanner because you might be a terrorist. It is soft tyranny. That's what it is. And it's time for this nonsense to stop. When we're running around the globe policing every little action, committing blood and treasure, let's say, to Libya and Tunisia, or not Tunisia, but Yemen, and certainly in Iraq and Afghanistan and who knows where else. Ron Paul is right when he says, you know, it's time to come home. Time to quit policing the world and all this other nonsense. And, of course, you know, there are those who say, well, unless we do that, you know, the Chinese will invade us or this or that. We've heard this nonsense for years. You know, have a strong defense if you want to, but we don't need to be in Afghanistan for 10 years. You know, and you know what? When we leave, the same thing's going to happen. That's all those people know. All they know is Sharia law. All they know is Islam. There's no springboard to democracy in the Middle East or in Afghanistan. There just isn't any. They have no way of getting there because all they've known for 1,300 years is Islam. In Islam, there's no springboard to democracy. The Reformation, you can make a real strong case that we enjoy the freedoms in our country because of the Protestant Reformation. And then the working of John Locke, which said, you know, the king isn't law, law is king, and he squished it, Rex Lex. And so here we are, you know, and we've enjoyed some freedoms and liberty for the last 200-plus years, but we're seeing those freedoms and that liberty being eroded. We are now taxed to death constantly, and they can't balance the budget. They keep printing paper money, which is just absolutely worth. First, we're off the gold standard. And as you mentioned earlier, before the first break, Dr. Stam, with the Federal Reserve, which has nothing to do with our federal government at all, a group of international banking cartel that controls this country. This controls the country. And as I stated last night, JFK, who I believe was our last real president, with the perhaps Ronald Reagan, and of course they tried to assassinate him too, didn't they? But they failed. So there was probably some deal struck in the back room, and I realize some of you out there listening may be rolling your eyeballs, but the bottom line is JFK was trying to do three things, and we know this. This is historical fact. He was going to abolish the Federal Reserve. Big strike number one. Two, splinter the CIA into 1,000 pieces. And guess who headed up the Warren Commission? Hello? Just look who was the head of the CIA and was fired by JFK, and then later on was part of the Warren Commission. It's just unconscionable. The third thing he was going to do was bring our boys home from Vietnam. Those three things got him killed. It was a public execution in Dallas by the Brotherhood of Darkness, your title of your book, Dr. Stan, and a secret cabal, a dark, secret shadow government that has been in place ever since. Doesn't matter who you vote for, folks. They have an agenda. It is highly managed, and it's going someplace. And what we see now is soft tyranny at the airports because, you know, Granny over there may have a terrorist. It's just unbelievable. Unbelievable.
And Rick Perry of AW, if you've ever seen a created candidate, a man who's been to the Bilderberg meetings, a man who is a globalist, he is the establishment's candidate, and suddenly he's eclipsing everybody else.
Yeah.
The Republican Party. He's only been a candidate less than a week.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, time and time and time again, you're seeing on national television, it's being touted. He is the establishment's candidate, the Brotherhood of Darkness's candidate for the presidency of the United States. We'll be back. If you have a question or comment, our number, 877-254-7524.
Berner Roofing in Fort Collins salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comforts of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message is from Berner Roofing in Fort Collins. In business for 10 years, 2927 Bassick Street, where they support our armed forces and hope for their safe return.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way, the only way they know how.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, that's Dan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning, Lynn Marzulli. Our telephone number, if you'd like to call in, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Ladies and gentlemen, we are living in perilous times. The moral fabric of our society is gone. We are financially bankrupt, we're morally bankrupt, but anybody who doesn't believe that God is going to bring his vengeance and punishment on this country has to be living in a fool's paradise. I mean, read the scriptures and see how time and again when people have turned against God, why God turned against those people. Lynn, let's get your website out so people can get your blog, and we do carry all of Lynn's books, certainly the Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural, his Alien interviews, his Nephilim trilogy. If you have not yet seen his Watcher 2 DVD, let me recommend that to you. We get a lot of videos in. I think it's one of the finest ones we have. For just taking the average individual and giving them the sense of urgency, people are going to have to have. They're going to have to get started making their preparations for what lies ahead fiscally, but also spiritually as well. Because if you don't have a personal relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ, you are not going to survive what lies ahead. Lynn, how can people get in touch with your ministry?
The best place is to go to the blog. I'm there pretty much 6 days a week. You can comment there. You can post. You can email. That is lamarzulli.wordpress.com. lamarzulli.wordpress.com. Or you can go to the website, lamarzulli.net. lamarzulli.net. The website is really set up more as our online bookstore. We sell the Watchers DVDs. You can get everything there. Where I comment, where I post news stories is the blog. You can also get to the blog through the website, lamarzulli.net. But the blog gets about between 4 and 10,000 visitors a day, somewhere in that range, depending on what I'm blogging about and how much of a hot button an issue it is. But it's growing, and we get a lot of interesting dialogue, a lot of interesting people come on, and it's lamarzulli.wordpress.com.
Very good, and let me recommend that to you if out there in the listening audience. But ladies and gentlemen, we are really entering a crisis situation. The whole world economy is beginning to collapse. Certainly, even the German economy is beginning to contract. Instead of growing, it's very static. And Germany is the only country that can bail out Europe. I mean, certainly, even France, number two economy over there, they're thinking of downgrading their debt. Certainly, Italy, they are bankrupt. And the same thing is true with Spain. These are large economies, and they're having real financial problems just because they've accumulated all this debt. They've been spending money they didn't have. Oh, we're going to provide everything for the people. We're from the government. We're going to help you, give you pensions and free care and employment insurance and help you in your home. And help. There isn't enough money to do it. And now, of course, all of their economies are beginning to contract. Simultaneously, it's all engineered. There is a timetable, and I'm not privy to the timetable, but I can tell you it's engineered. They're doing exactly what they're doing. And remember what Franklin Delano Roosevelt said. In politics, if it happened, it was planned that way. Nothing happens by accident, and believe me, the Brotherhood of Darkness knows exactly what the next step is. Go right ahead, Lynn.
Well, you know, Dr. Stan, it's very interesting, the times that we live in. We touched on this a little bit, and I just want to bring this up again because I think it's important that people understand that when Jesus prophesies to us 2,000 years ago, he tells us to what the signs will be of his coming. He tells us what the birth pangs will be. This is what Watchers 2 is about, signs in the heavens and earth. But he says very specifically, wars and rumors of wars, famines and pestilence, earthquakes in diverse places, troublesome times, men faint from fear from what is coming on the earth. I'm taking a lot of different quotes and kind of putting them all together from the Synoptic Gospels. The bottom line is this. There was no way to track any of this stuff till the modern era. How the heck would you track a famine in East Africa if you lived, let's say, where you were Native American 500 years ago? You couldn't. You would never know about it. Now we know that there's famine in East Africa and that 30,000 Somalian children are probably dead already. Why isn't that? Why doesn't Fox News carry that as their lead story instead about the illegal alien nonsense? It's just unconscionable, in my opinion. The wars and rumors of wars. If you were, let's say, living in China 500 years ago, how would you know about the unrest that's happening right now in the Middle East? Of course, you wouldn't. Maybe you'd find out 6 months later about the suicide bomber that attacked. And, of course, obviously, suicide bombers weren't 500 years ago. But the bottom line is this. Now we know about it instantly. Rockets fire in Gaza, we know about it instantly. You see, because the world is all linked up. The world is connected together. We watch news literally at the speed of live. That's what we see. Something happens in Japan, the 9.1 earthquake. We know about it almost instantaneously. We get video that we see of the tsunami actually coming inland. Go back 300 years, none of that was possible. You see, for the first time, we're able to track the signs that Jesus tells us will warn and herald and be acting as a harbinger of his coming. For the first time in history, we're able to do this because we live in the modern era. And, you know, people talk about pestilence. Well, where's the pestilence? Are you aware of it? The AIDS epidemic in Africa, which you'd never hear about in this country, has claimed upwards of 50 million people and still growing. Most people aren't aware of that. The plagues of locusts, which affected millions of people in the Soviet Union this summer. People aren't aware that the fires in Russia and the floods, let's say, in the breadbasket of the United States have impacted the growing season. So farmers aren't planting, which means, once again, that commodities will be hiked up. The banana crop in Australia, 75% of it's wiped out due to flooding, and on it goes. We are in dire times, folks. I believe that we're in the birth pangs that Jesus warns us. There's two ways to look at this. On today's blog, there's a video which I did, and it's called Mr. Head in the Sand, and I'm reading a post that I did on Monday. It was a blog, but now I'm reading it, so it's a video. Mr. Head in the Sand. And the bottom line is that most people, and certainly the church in America, is completely asleep. Completely asleep. They don't want to look at this stuff. And yet, these are Jesus' words, not my words. And some people are skeptical. Oh, L.A., we've heard all this stuff for 2,000 years. You know, people have been talking about the end of the world. Rah, 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 rah. Fine. And I understand that. But look at what's happening in the Middle East. Look at Israel. Think about Ezekiel 37, the fulfillment of Ezekiel 37, that ancient prophecy being fulfilled. Israel is surrounded by hostiles on all sides, just like prophecy said it would. Jerusalem was controlled by the Gentiles until the time of the Gentiles was over, which was fulfilled, in my opinion, in 1967, when the Israelis, for the first time in 2,000 years, recaptured the old city of Jerusalem. Other scholars disagree. That's fine. We can agree to disagree, but I believe it's a fulfillment of prophecy. The bottom line is we are seeing earthquakes in diverse places. Heck, there was a 6.5 today. Let me go back there and check that out. 6.3, 6.5, that happened. Of course, Honshu is Japan, off where the Fukushima Daiichi reactor is. That still continues. 6.5 off of Honshu, Japan. And, you know,
we'll be back
the tsunami alerts, and they back off on that. Tenuous,
right,
tenuous time, folks. Wake up.
I have a question, 877-254-75.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Cindy Girk, an American Family Insurance agency in Fort Collins, reminds listeners, blood is one of the few substances which cannot be manufactured or stored for long periods. Giving blood is safe and painless. It only takes a short time. Be a silent hero. Give the gift of life. Donate blood. Your help could save a life in our community. This reminder is courtesy of Cindy Girk, an American Family Insurance agency in Fort Collins, reminding listeners, as Americans, it's our responsibility to help safeguard our country and its people.
Whether you already know essential oils are valued for their ancient wisdom and wellness, or you're considering their use as a viable, non-toxic, healthy alternative, your question should be the same. Are all essential oils certified pure therapeutic grade? Who makes the highest quality essential oils available? Do all test for safety and meet rigorous standards? Can all oils pass the scrutiny of health professionals and scientists? Many essential oils don't meet these standards, so ask one more question. Where can I find the most powerful, reasonably priced, certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils? doTERRA, gift of the earth. doTERRA, committed to natural, empowering ideals. If you're new to essential oils or a seasoned expert, you'll recognize the superior quality of doTERRA-certified pure therapeutic-grade essential oils with your first experience. Call 970-493-6789. That's 970-493-6789 or RockyMountainEssentialOil.com. That's RockyMountainEssentialOil.com.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Theater Network, our guest this morning, Lynn Marzulli. Lynn, you go right ahead. Lynn, are you there?
I had my mute button. I'm sorry.
Lynn,
I was already talking.
Like...
Thanks for reminding me. It's interesting to sort of tie up that last little segment that I was discussing about the prophecies of Jesus, prophecies of Yeshua. These are cogent. And I believe they are extremely timely. And I believe that we are seeing a ramping up. It's called the birth pains. What are these birth pains giving birth to? The tribulation, of course. Are we in the tribulation yet? Of course not. But we're rapidly moving. We are slouching towards Armageddon. We are moving towards it. We are, in fact, I would say we're racing towards Armageddon. I believe that the times are here. And I realize, isn't it interesting how the media, and this is the way the game is played. Anyone sitting on the fence that's really not sure about prophecy, they really studied it. You know, they go to church, they're good Christians or whatever. Then you get this guy, this Harold Camping guy, who predicts the rapture on May 21st. And by the way, I was on Coast to Coast with George Norrie refuting that, calling the man a false prophet, saying that absolutely nothing would happen on this day. But the media, CNN, Fox, every media outlet, the BBC, it was global. Absolutely global. Harold Camping got so much press, it was unbelievable. I mean, and of course nothing happened, and then the ridicule starts. And I take umbrage in that, because what that does is, for researchers like myself, for researchers like Gary Stearman, yourself, Dr. Stan, and others, we come off looking like, those crazy Christians are always talking about the end of the world, right? And that's how the skeptic looks at this. And isn't it interesting that Harold Camping got all the news? But someone else, we don't get a peep. We can be squawking like this to the cows come home. Folks, these are the birth pangs, in my opinion. Do your own research. You know, just take a look at the earthquakes. We see a 7.0 earthquake. It used to be like a 6.0 was a big deal. It was just a 6.5 earthquake yesterday in Honshu, Japan. You know, the nuclear reactors there continue to pour out, you know, radiation into the sea, radiation in the atmosphere. Why isn't that part of a lead story on the Fox News? Not one word anywhere on the Fox News site about the Honshu earthquake or the devastating Fukushima Daiichi nuclear plants, which were melted down, and the radioactivity there is 10, 20, 30 times more. 30 times worse than what we had in Chernobyl. I mean, people listen to this and go, oh, you know, L.A., you're just an alarmist. You know, you're spreading fear. No, my folks, I'm trying to get people to wake up. The whole point of our DVD Watchers 2, Signs in the Heavens and Earth, is to pose the question, are the wars and rumors of wars, famines, pestilence, earthquakes in diverse places, is this the fulfillment of ancient prophetic texts written 2,000 years ago? And we're screaming, saying, yeah, it is, folks. Wake up. But we do it in Watchers 2 in a way that is non-religious, you know, we don't quote scripture. We're not going, no, it says in Matthew 24. We're not doing any of that. We're just saying, you know, showing the text. Where Chuck Missler comes on, Rabbi Perry comes on, the former CNN science editor, Marshall Masters, weighs in. Robert Maslett talks about the Fukushima reactor. Dr. Roger Lewis, Dan Dale, Jim Williamson, and others come in on Watchers 2, all talking about signs in the heavens and earth. Folks, wake up. Get the DVD. Buy it from Dr. Stan. Buy it from Radio Liberty. So help support his ministry, which helps support us so we can continue in what we're doing. But invite the friends over. Pop the popcorn. In fact, I had a gentleman that emailed me. It was just amazing. This morning, talking about that he had bought Watchers 2, and he can't wait to watch it. In fact, this is what he says. By the way, my sister brought your Watchers 2 for my birthday. Getting it in a few days, I will likely be a one-man promoter of this to all our churches here. Can't wait to watch it with a large bowl of organic popcorn in hand, notepad on the other, and many guests. L.A. party on its way. We'll report on it. I mean, the guy's got it right. You buy the DVD, invite your friends over, some of your unsaved friends, and what it will do is it will spark. You want a witnessing tool? You know, people go, why isn't this more evangelical? It is evangelical. Don't you get it, folks? And it does so in a non-religious way, where you can sit down, put the video in, invite your friends over, and then it does all the talking. And then, of course, after the video, there's going to be a lot of discussion. Well, you know, is this just business as usual? Ah, it's the same old stuff. No, it's not the same old stuff, folks. Do your homework. Look at the earthquakes and the famines and the pestilence, and we're surrounded by wars and rumors of wars, for crying out loud. And for the first time in 2,000 years, we can track all this stuff. Couldn't do it before the Industrial Revolution. Couldn't do it before the modern telecommunication systems were in place. Now we can track it.
We live in exciting times, ladies and gentlemen, frightening times. It's wonderful to know the Lord. If you don't have a personal relationship with him, I suggest you do a little research, and if you need any help, why, go to the site on our website, The Story of Jesus. The Story of Jesus. And there's a counselor there. You can contact by email, or you can always contact us at our 800 number. Well, our guest is L.A. Marzulli, and his material is excellent. His books are excellent. His DVDs are excellent, especially I really like the Watchers 2. Watchers 1 is great. If you get both of them, do it. But if you can only get one item, get Watchers 2.
Mm.
Because, of course, it, in dramatic form, it points out the things that are taking place today. The devastation we're seeing all throughout the world on a scale that, I mean, I'm 82. I've never seen anything like this. I've never seen the economics of the world, the violence, the spreading violence in the United States. Basically, of course, it's at least in Pittsburgh, they're doing what's logical. They put a curfew on. In London, where they had prank looting night after night after night, why didn't they impose a curfew? Why? Because, at least initially, they wanted this to get out of hand. They let it get out of hand, and only after it's out of hand do they begin doing what's logical. Now, finally, they did put a curfew on, but they refused to absolutely for until this thing was totally out of all bounds. Well, then, parting thought, we've got about 1 minute for you to wrap up the program.
Well, Dr. Stan, I really appreciate you having me on Radio Liberty. It's always a pleasure to be here and inform your constituents and listeners of what is going on. I would highly recommend and agree with you that, you know, go to Radio Liberty's website and order a copy of Watchers 2 and start spreading the word, folks, because this thing's coming down like a freight train. And the economic collapse, I would say, it's going to create chaos in the cities. Need to get 4 to 6 months' worth of supply of food and water. More importantly than that, if you don't know Yeshua, if you don't know Jesus and who he is, just say a simple prayer. Just say, and this is what I said 31 years ago, look, I don't know who you are, or even if you're real. But if you are, come into my heart and change my life. That's all I said. There were no church bells, no altar call, no pastor. Thanks for having me on, Dr. Stan.
Bye-bye. God bless.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, But we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you and is just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Well, I'm back here at American Freedom Network. I hope you enjoyed the interview with Lynn. He's always certainly a challenging individual, and he's absolutely right. And I'll never forget when I became a Christian. I said to the minister, well, but how do I know Christianity is really right? I mean, Cynthia, you want me to get down on my knees in prayer and ask God to come into my life, but how do I know it's going to happen? And he said, why don't you try it? If God doesn't come into your life, you've lost nothing by trying. If he does, your life will change forever. So I accepted the challenge, and I will tell you, my life changed that night when I asked the Lord to come into my life, and the same thing will happen with you. Let me suggest that you get one or two of the Billy Crone's excellent DVDs, because they always end with an invitation. We carry his set, I think it's 10 DVDs, Fearful Creation, showing you the lie of evolution. But this 10 DVDs goes into the flood. I mean, how could you spend 10 DVDs on the flood? Well, you'd be amazed. He does an amazing job. But everyone ends with an invitation to come to know the Lord. All we have is his material, certainly on the fear for creation. We have it on the judgment, fearful judgment. We have his DVD on RFID chips. We have his DVD on the final countdown. The final countdown. The prophetic things that are coming to pass today, they're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. That's the final countdown, the fearful judgment. Fearful creation. And fearful creation and final countdown. And then, of course, let me mention, I will be in Littleton, Colorado on the 17th of September giving a talk. Be there all day long. There are a whole flock of excellent speakers there. If you're interested, call our 800 number and you can find out about it. They've given me the last slot in the day. But I will be there. I'll have a table all day long and love to meet you. Our number is 800-544-8927. And then don't forget our all-day conference on the 23rd of October here at the Aptos Seascape Golf Course. Great program as always. We always have a contingent from Colorado. 800-544-8927. And then, of course, this is the time I should mention that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. And If you're in a position to help, we'd love to have your help. We actually had two radio stations call us yesterday wanting us to come onto there and be with them because it costs money and this is what we need. If you're in a position to help, we'd love to hear from you. And if not, why we ask you to pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection, because we're on the front lines of a truly spiritual battle. We can talk about all the political things going on and the cultural things, but behind that are truly demonic forces, not imaginary, but very, very real. And if you listen to our programs, remember you can hear them 4 hours a day on the internet. We do 5 hours a day. You can hear this program. And then, of course, we do 2 hours in the afternoon, 2 hours in the evening on different networks. We have our weekend network as well. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage where you can hear our internet programs, RadioLiberty.com. RadioLiberty.com. Until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.
CINN stations in all salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Paul.